Yevamos Perk Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Bas Yisrael Shenisayis LaKohen Vameis. A Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, and then the Kohen died. V'hinicha Muberes, and he left her pregnant. Lo Yochlu Avodeh B'Truma B'Pnei Chelkol Shel Uber Shel Uber Poisel Ve'Eno Machel. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Because now that she's pregnant, her Avodim can't eat Truma because of the fetus that's inside of her. Because the Uber, the fetus, is Poisel Ve'Eno Machel. Rabbi Yosi says. Posel, Lashon of Posel is when you already were able to eat Truma. So let's say it's a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael. An Uber passels her. If she's pregnant, she can no longer eat from her father's house. In other words, normally, a Bas Kohen that marries Yisrael can't eat Truma anymore. But if he dies or he divorces her, she can go back to her father's house as long as she doesn't have children. But not only children, even if she's only pregnant, then she cannot go back to her father's house. So an Uber passels her from going back to her father's house and eating Truma. And also an Uber is Eino Machil, which means if she is a Yisrael and she married a Kohen and he died, if he had children, the Torah teaches us that if he has a child with her, she can still eat Truma. Because she was married to a Kohen and her son that comes from a Kohen allows her to eat Truma. But if it's just a fetus, just an Uber, if she didn't have the child yet, Ve'eino Machil. She cannot eat Truma. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that even the Avodim, if you look at the first line in the Mishnah where it says, Lo Yochel Avodeh B'Truma, because of the Uber, the same Uber would also not allow her to feed the Avodim, because she herself cannot eat it until the child is born. The child of the dead Kohen is born, which would allow her to eat it and then also allow her to feed the Avodim, so to the Avodim can't eat it now. But the Maskana, the real reason Rabbi Yossi is saying that the Avodim can't eat it is because an Uber that's inside of the mother, right now, he's really considered like a non-Kohen until he's born. And that's going to Yarshin, his father's Avodim. So that means that these Avodim are also owned by a non-Kohen until he's born. So this person's going to Aser these Avodim from eating Truma until he's actually born. Amru lo, Zacham, said Rabbi Yosi, Me'acha she'i adita lonu al bas Yisrael l'Kohen. After the fact that you were Meyed, he was Meyed, the Gemara says, from Shmayev Avtalion, that a bas Yisrael l'Kohen. And then the Kohen dies and leaves her pregnant. The Avodim can't eat Trumos, since you're made on that. Af bas Kohen l'Kohen v'meis v'nichmu beres. Why does it have to be a case that she was a bas Yisrael, even if she was a bas Kohen, and she was married to a Kohen, and then the Kohen died, v'nichmu beres, and he left her pregnant, lo yochol avodeh b'trumah v'nei chelko sh'uber. The Avodim shouldn't be able to eat Truma because of the chelik of the Uber. Because Acham, we're learning in Rabbi Yosi that we do not say that the woman had children yet, and therefore she cannot continue to eat Truma. She's a Bas Yisrael, she's not a Bas Kohen. And now her husband died, she should no longer be able to eat Truma because she didn't really have a child yet. So if that's the case, even if she's a Bas Kohen, this fetus, since she's pregnant, it should aser the Avodim to be able to eat Truma. But the Pshat in Rabbi Yosi was, like we said, it's not just the fact that she's pregnant, it's the fact that the fetus is considered a Zar. Because just like the mother is not a Kohen, she ultimately is a Bas Yisrael, so too, now that her husband died, the fetus that's inside of her has a status of her, that's a Zar. And this Zar is going to Yarshin, his father, Kohen, and therefore Aser all the Avodim from eating Truma. However, the Rav says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi here.